Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the pallid light of what was once a cascading river, now lies the barren riverbed, a witness to humanity's desolation. This is the stage of what has become our most desperate performance, the battle over water rights. No longer a mere utility, water has transcended to become a symbol of power, a tradable treasure, turning nations and neighbors into rivals. Aqua tyrants reigning over the remaining droplets of life, from lifeline to liquid gold. As we continue to navigate through this water-starved dystopia, tales of moisture moguls and H2O havens emerge from the cracks of the cracked earth. Described as though we were chronicling the opulence of oil barons past, these aqua tyrants hoard their liquid assets with fervent avarice. Here, in the shadow of aquifer depletion and the deception of cloudless skies, water rights are the new royal jewels, coveted and fiercely protected. Drifting through once fertile lands, we gather stories of conflict and collusion. Rivers, these ancestral givers of life, have been shackled by treaties and blockades, leaving societies gasping in their absence. The politics of thirst breeds an insidious sort of conqueror, one that wields water as a weapon, damning those downstream to a fate most dry, as they guard each drop with a vigilance that matches the intensity of the sun scorching the earth. The currency flows. Amidst this hydrohegemony, a new currency emerges, fluid and potent. Barter systems spring up alongside the few remaining streams, where guzzles of water buy more than gold ever could. Markets once brimming with the rainbow of nature's bounty, now traffic in clear, tasteless, yet priceless vitality. Water debt accrues, interest compounded by the ever-growing desperation of a populace parched. Schools alter curriculum to heed the call of conservation, children reciting the value of a litter saved with the same reverence as ancient psalms. Yet all the education in the world cannot sate the immediate need when water is wielded as leverage, when access is decided by those crowned aqua tyrants, not by geography, but by greed and force. The invisible wars Hydra Raiders, once considered a mythic fear, have manifested into reality. Bandits of a thirsty world, targeting liquid caravans. It's whispered that these raiders were born not of malice but out of sheer necessity, as despairing citizens contest the rule of the water barons. Under the merciless sun, an invisible war rages, soaked in irony. A war fought over what should bind us in common need, now divides us with dry animosity. As the aqua tyrants build their water empires, fortified with liquid moats and high-priced hydration, entire ecosystems wither at their gates. The flora and fauna, voiceless in the human-centric fray, pay the ultimate price for our division over what was once shared freely by nature. In the roulette of rainfall, the numbers seldom come up. Drought is the unrelenting dealer, and we are left gambling with life itself. Conclusion. We find ourselves spellbound by the illusion that we are masters of our domain. Yet, as we gaze into the abyss of our once bountiful reservoirs, we find the abyss gazing back, reminding us of a time when water flowed free and was a right, not a regime. In our pursuit of wealth and growth, we neglected the veins of our planet, leaving it to a languid fate, an elegy whispered by the dying breath of our aquatic sovereignty as the aqua tyrants reign supreme in this green dystopia.